You're holding that Chesam Aleph in the middle of this Braisa that says the difference that a Dag Tomei Yish Mashritz, it produces the fish inside, Dag Torah's Mata Beitzim lays eggs, Kol HaMoylid, whoever gives birth, Meinik, that nurses, Kol HaMata Beitzim, whoever just lays eggs, his Malakad has to collect his food for the youngs, Chutz Miatlif, excluding a bat, Shafa Pish Mata Beitzim, even though it lays eggs, Meinik, a bat is nurses, is kid. The Nadav Chesam Aleph, the Hadulfinin, that's the dolphin, is Poron Verovim Kibina Yodim. They give birth like people. Rashi says, "Look, a dolphin, the Poron Verovim Mibna Yodim." Rashi Gira says, "Mibna Yodim," meaning Shim Bo Odim Aleim Misaberas Amenu. If a man will live with a dolphin, she'd become pregnant. Smer says, "My dolphinin. What is this dolphinin?" Omer Rabbi Yehuda, "Bnei Yoma." It's called Bnei Yoma, like the person of the ocean. Rashi says it means Bnei Yoma, Dogim Bayom, the fish in the ocean, Shechetzi and Tzuras Sodom, half of it looks like a person, the Chetzi of Tzuras Dag, half of it looks like a fish. That's a Rashi learns from Bnei Yoma. So this type of a fish could live with a person. Now the Gemara says, Kol Shebeitzov Mi Bachutz Molet. Any Zohar that has its Beitzim, its testicles outside, so it's Molet. Meaning it has an Uber inside it, like Rashi says it means Kogoyim. Kol shebeitzei hazoch v'goyin chayu behemu bachutz, the testicles are outside, so then molid uber mamish, if mamish gets pregnant, the female becomes pregnant and has the baby inside. V'chol shebimifnim, any time while the testicles are inside, any time the zochor, the male's beitzim are inside, then matzo beitzim. The only leg eggs, then the female only legs lays eggs. So Moritz Krasha, any it's not that way. Ivoma Shmuel said, Avos, the Avos bar, there's geese and the wild geese, are klayim zebzeh, they're not allowed to live together. They have an issa klayim. Rashi says, Avos is a yishuv, a domestic a goose. The Avos bar, there's klayim lavila fi shein as chorim doimim, they're not alike the two males. There's zeh beitzim bachutz, there's zeh beitzim mefnim. One of them has the testicles outside, one has it inside. The Avinabo, he asked the question, my timer, what's the reason, why is it called klayim? Some Rabbi Abaye said that zeh beitzim bachutz, the zeh beitzim bifnim. One has it outside, one has it inside. And we know that Tavaya, both of these two type of goose, is matilei beitzim, they both lay eggs, they don't become pregnant inside. So how could you say anybody has its beitzim outside? Is molid, here we say by these goose, even though the beitzim are outside, still it's only matil beitzim. So most of the clause like this rather. Ela kol she zachrusa mibachutz. Anytime the aver is just outside, molid, then it becomes pregnant. Mibifnim, let's say the zachrus, let's say the aver is inside, then matzo beitzim. Then it only lays eggs. Rashi says zachrusa means hagid. The avos bar zachrusa mibifnim. Both of them have them inside, so therefore they only lay eggs. Now the Gemara says, Kol shetash mishu b'yom, any type of a min that usually they live together by daytime, so then yolid b'yom, they'll give birth by daytime also. What's going to be balayla, a type of a min that usually they live together, the male and female, by nighttime, is yolid balayla. You should know they'll give birth also by nighttime. Kol shetash mishu, like people, like b'nei yodom, Kol shetash misho b'yom 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 b'yom, it's possible to live together both by day and by night. The halacha is then that yolid b'yom 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 b'yom, that give birth either by day or by night. Now it explains. Tashmisho b'yom, what's called something that's tashmish is only by daytime. Yolid b'yom, that's time ago, a chicken. The chickens only live together by daytime, so they only lay eggs by daytime. Balayla, yolid balayla, what's something that has tashmish at nighttime, they'll give birth at nighttime also? That's atlif, that's the bat. Tashmisha, what's called live together, bain b'yom bain balayla, is yulid bain b'yom bain balayla, that's adam. V'chod adam ilay, anything like an adam. Smor says, l'maynaf kamina, what's the difference when they give birth? L'kid Rav Mori, b'reid Rav Kana, like Rav Mori, b'reid Rav Kana says. The Yom Rav Mori, b'reid Rav Kana, bodak v'kine shatana golim, let somebody went to check out the nest of the chickens, Tanagalim. Me Erev Yomtev, Erev Yomtev, Le Motzah Babetz, they didn't find any eggs in the nest. Ulamocha, the next day, on Yom Tov itself, Hishkam gets up early in the morning, Ulamotzava baits, and he finds an egg there. So the question is, was this egg legged on Yom Tov, should be Muksa, or was it laid on Erev Yom Tov? Rashi says, Ulamocha, Hishkam, Kaidim Yom, he gets up early in the morning before daybreak. Ulamotzava baits, so Lachris the Gemara says, Muteras Pachila, you're allowed to eat this egg, Muteras Pachila be Yom Tov. Why? Because since we know it only lay eggs at daytime, so you're here early in the morning before daybreak. So for sure it was not laid the last night, but rather it was laid the day before Erev Yom Tov. And just she didn't find it. Eima lebotik yofa. That we have to say he didn't check well yesterday, and for sure it was there yesterday. So because of this klal, that kol shatashmish b'yoyim is yolid b'yoyim, therefore the say becomes mutatit. But otherwise, we would have had a bechesha. Maybe it was laid last night and laid muksi. You couldn't use it on Yom Tov. So I asked the question, how could you say this? The mice of the person checked it out very well, so he saw for sure it wasn't there yesterday. He said, so how could you tell me now that this egg was there yesterday? So was Amy rather say like this? Amy, I'll tell you that Yotze saw Rubai. The pshat is yesterday, and there of Yom Tov, it laid, right of the egg came out already. It was called an Eilad. For Chosra, it went back in. For Chosra, heavy. Okay, Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan Shita. The Yom of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Deitza Shiyot Saruba on the Erev Yom Tov. A neg that majority of it was laid on Erev Yom Tov. Most of it came out of the chicken already. The Chosron, then it went back again on Erev Yom Tov. Materos Lech Lebi Yom Tov, even though it comes out now on Yom Tov by night, still you'll not eat it. That's not called an Eilat on Yom Tov. That's called what it was here from before Yom Tov. Therefore, it's Mutav Achilo. That's the way we say this because of this cloud that since the time of Gerblin have Tashmishi B'yayim, for sure they gave birth B'yayim. Now the Gemara says, Kol Shetashmishoi V'yivurei Shov, any type of a min, that they live together the same way, and also the length of the pregnancy is the same length, like Rashi says, means Kol Shetashmishoi V'yivurei Shov, they're going Kesev V'yayz, a lamb and a goat. Sheshneim, both of them live together, ponim k'neged erev, their face facing the other one's neck. V'yemei burei shava, they both have the length of pregnancy. Sheshoin chemish chadoshim, it's 5 months, and then they give birth. If so, the lacha is, yodim u'megadlim zemizet, they could become pregnant one from another, and one min can nurse the other one, like a goat could nurse a baby lamb. That's called megadlim zemizet. Now, all animals live together upon him, their face, opposite the neck of the female. In other words, the male's face like is against the back of the female. Chutz mishlosh, excluding three, shem misham shem ponim keneged ponim, they live together, face, opposite face. V'yelohein, these are the three, dag, fish, v'yodom, and people, v'nochash, and a snake. Versus the Maishnani Tlos Hakam, these three are different. Kiyosi Rabdi Miyami Marova said in Yisrael, Hoyo Vidibri Moim Shchina, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke with them. Therefore, they live together also, Dugma Lezer, Ponim El Pon, face towards face. Ponim, we learned, Gomel Ochor Kineged Ochor. So it's back to back, that's the way they live together. Tanu Rabban, learn like this. Tanagolis, learn like this. That a hen, Tanagolis Liesum Yechud Yoim. It could lay an egg after 21 days. O kinegdon bilon luz. And the opposite, something like this, of a is the almond tree among trees. So as she says, it means it has like flowers and they give off seeds. So mishas procha, from the time of the flowers, ashas gemat till the end of its peris, it also takes shnayim yesim yim, 22 days. And the geus in the bottom says, should be shnayim echad, is 21 days. So that's a time ago, a hen is the same thing as this luz. Now, kelev lechamishim yoim. A kelev gives birth after 50 days. After it's pregnant for 50 days, it gives birth. O kineg de bilon tino. And just like a tree, that's a fig tree also. That from the time it blossoms until it gives off its pre is 50 days. Now, chosu lekat lechamishim shnayim, 52 days. It's chamishim yoim. Or connect the bilum by a tree, it's tus, the berries. The berries also produce after it blossoms 52 days. Chazir, a pig, le shishim yom, 60 days. After 60 days, a pig gives birth. Connect the bilum tapuach, Opposite this is an apple tree. Also, that after 60 days that the flower blossom, it gives off the apple. Shu'ol, a fox, the chol mini shrotzim, all type of shrotzim, reptiles, or shish chadoshim. They hold to give birth after 6 months being pregnant. Oknegdim bilim, opposite of the tree, tfuah. The opposite of this is wheat. The wheat also takes 6 months. Pehei madaka, a small animal, that's like sheep and a goats, is pehei madaka tohiro lechamish chadoshim. It takes 5 months. Oknegdim bilim, opposite of the tree, gefen is divine. The grapes also take 5 months for it to become tree, to come ripe. What's going to be behema gasa, a large animal, let's say like cows, oxes, is temeya. Behema gasa temeya. You have behema gasa temeya, tamadika one. The shnei masachar takes 12 months. Oh, keneg de bilan dekel. Opposite is the palm tree that takes 12 months to have its fruits. What about a behema gasa tahira? That I mean that's like a cow or an ox. The Tisha Chadoshim, that gives birth after 9 months. Okneg the Bilon, Zayis, and opposite of the tree, is the olive tree. It also gives birth, it gives off its fruit after 9 months. Now, Hazaev, the wolf, Vihari, the lion, Vihadoiv, and the bear, Vihanemer, and the leopard, Vihabardlis, the bardlis, Vihapil, and the elephant, Vihakuf, and the monkey, Vihakifuf, that's a long-tailed ape, Sholoshonim. They first give birth after 3 years. Oknegdim bilon b'nei suach. And by this is a tree, is the white fig tree. It also takes 3 years to give off its fruit. Afor, what type of an animal? Afor l'shivim shana. That gives off after 70 years. Oknegdim bilon charuf. Opposite to this tree is the boxer tree. That also takes 70 years. Now, that though we say this charuv, this boxer tree, takes 70 years, it means like this. Mishas netiyosa, from the time you planted it, achas kamat teresa, until the peris are finally finished, that takes shivim shana, 70 years. But the yimei bura, like once the flower starts to blossom, until it gives off the pre, that's sholoshan. That only takes 3 years. Now, nochis l'sheva shanim, a serpent, that gives birth after 7 years. L'yoysu rosha l'metzinu chava. So the rosha to the snake, to the serpent, there's nothing, no tree like it. V'yesham, some say, no, yes, mechusin. So Rasha is also a type of a white fig tree. That maybe also takes 7 years to have its pears. Now the Gemara says, minon emili, how do we know all this? Rashi says, the nochesh yiburah shemashem. How do we know that the nochesh takes 7 years to have a kid? Om rev yudom arav. Rav Yudom Rav says, "Umato bo mishum to Rav Yishuv ben Chanina." Shneim of the pasuk says, "Orurato mikol abeim." You should be cursed from all animals, but mikol chayes hasodil. So the question is again: in the behema neskalkla, the nochesh was cursed more than the behema. Michay lekoshche, for sure, it's cursed, and the chayes are simple. And Elohim comes to teach us: Kishem shineskalkla habzuchema michayom, just like the behema had a klolo over the chaya, echot l'shiva 1/7. Omayni, what is this? Chamor mechosol, the donkey from the cat, is kach niskalkul hu mi behema achas l'sheva. Also, he's cursed more than the animal, more than the behema, 7 times. Devil is shev shani. Therefore, he becomes to be 7 years. So Rashi says that a chamor mechosol shebishono. Yes, Zayin Pomim Nun Beis. In 1 year, you have 7 times 52. So therefore, Kachmas Kalkulu, the same way Nochosh was cursed more than the Behema, going to Behema Gasa Timea. Echon Leshiv, the Behema Timea Gasa takes the Yudbeis Chodesh we had. Therefore, the longest animal takes a year. So the Nochosh was cursed 7 times that, for him it takes 7 years. So most of the Eimah, why don't I say, Kishem shinis kalkula chaya me behema achas l'shalishonim, just like a chaya was cursed more than a behema 3 years, or my niyu, what is that? Ari me chamor, the Ari over the chamor, a lion over a donkey. that a chamor, it takes 1 year to give birth. Now, here the klal of Eistis is how long it has to stay with its baby inside. It can't give birth yet. So the chamor has the klal for 1 year. The yari has the klal for 3 years. You see, the yari itself is three times more than the chamor. So let me say the same thing. Kach niskalkulu, the same thing, the nochesh, have a klolo, mechaya achas, kalkulu mechaya. Achas has also got a klolo more than the lion, three times more, which is three times three, comes out to be nine. Lishol ishonim, the heavenly teisha shonim. Maybe it should take the nochesh 9 months, 9 years to give birth. Maybe that's his klolo. They'll have to hold the baby inside for 9 months, 9 years. Smur says back, no. Miksiv, does the Pasuk say, Miksiv,